A good Erev Shabbos to everyone. So there's a stark contrast between Pinchas and Moshe Rabbeinu. Pinchas calmed the anger of Hashem, Heshev es Chamasi, and got rewarded with Bris Kunas Olam, and the Pasuk tells us that not only was he granted it, but also V'hayso Lo Lozari Achrav. His reward was passed on to his children and all future generations. Moshe, on the other hand, Rashi tells us later on this week's Parsha, asked Hashem if his son could lead Klal Yisrael after his death, but was not granted it, and the leadership was handed to Yeshua instead. Why so? Moshe turned Hashem's wrath from the Yidden numerous times after the Egel, the Meraglim, just to name a couple of examples. Why did Pinchas receive this everlasting reward and not Moshe Rabbeinu? So Moshe and Pinchas led Klal Yisrael at two very different stages. Moshe spoke to Hashem face to face. He experienced every communication by Spaklari HaMeira. He had a relationship with Hashem that was unmatched and will remain that way forever. Whereas Pinchas led in a time of darkness. Not only was Klal Yisrael sinning, but some of the leaders were also. Even Moshe didn't know what to do at that time. Pinchas didn't wait for a divine command, revelation, or message from Hashem before he acted. He unhesitatingly did what needed to be done. We are not always going to be granted days and times of complete clarity like Moshe. We find ourselves right now in times of darkness and must find their way without the bright light Moshe Rabbeinu was zeicha to. That's why Pinchas' leadership was given to his kids and all future generations. And this week's Haftarah, Yirmiyahu HaNavi said to Hashem, Lo yidati daber kinar anochi. I don't know how to speak, so I'm just a lad. But Hashem reassured Yirmiyahu that he's going to have the power to speak and act. The Mefarshim tell us that each one of us is born with the power and the ability of Pinchas and Yirmiyahu. Even when it's dark and unclear, even when we feel that we have no strength, living with Hester and confusion, we can each be a leader in our own way, in our communities and homes, lighting the way for Klal Yisrael until we can be zeicha to the Gula Shleim of Amitis B'mher V'yameinu. Everyone to have a wonderful Shabbos.